It's about 7 minutes after. We're early here. The Athlete of the Week is being brought to you by Iad Insurance, with locations in Blissfield, Lambertville, and Petersburg, honoring student athletes for their excellence, determination, and success in competition and in the classroom. And it is my pleasure to introduce from Tecumseh Volleyball, Lily Konatke. And Lily, welcome to Inside the Cave.
Thank you for having me.
And congratulations on being our Athlete of the Week.
Thank you.
I've got some stats here on you. You recorded your 2,000th career assist in a win over Ann Arbor Pioneer this last week.
I did, yes.
That felt pretty good, I bet.
It did. It was a really cool achievement.
Also, you had 110 assists in the county tournament. And let's see, you won the county tournament for the second straight year. And this Saturday, you'll be in the SEC White Jamboree title.
Yes, we will.
So tell us, you're a senior. Tell us where you got started playing volleyball.
I started playing volleyball in middle school. So right after seventh grade season, I decided to join club with like the local YMCA hitters team, and I played with a few other girls that I still play with now. And then I was there for another 2 years, and then I ended up switching clubs, and then it was high school season, and so now I've just been doing high school after my last year of club last year.
Okay, so volleyball is your main sport?
It is, yes.
Any other sports that you play?
Not at the time, no.
No.
How many years have you been on the varsity? Were you on the varsity as a freshman or a sophomore?
No, I've been on the varsity for 2 years.
Just 2 years?
Okay. Yes.
Are any of those, the 2,000 assists, are those, do you have any school records? Are you close to a school record on that?
I'm not really aware of any of the school records. I know Lily Hammond, the setter that was before me, she also reached 2,000 assists, but I don't know how much further she made it that season.
Well, I'm assuming you're a captain.
I am, yes.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about your role as a captain in terms of leadership, mentoring the younger players on the team, and what you think your role is as a captain.
For me personally, I like to kind of take on the positive encouragement role. So I always like to have a positive attitude on the court. I always try and uplift my teammates and kind of direct them if they're not knowing what they're supposed to be doing. And I try to always be the loudest on the court at all times.
Well, you know, I hate to dig into, I mean, last year it was, you can't say it's a major disappointment when you play for the state championship, but losing the state championship is tough. And I know that that's your goal this year, to win it. But tell us about the steps, how this season is being processed to get back to that point.
Well, we're definitely trying to keep up our team chemistry. That's definitely something we've been working on the most. I mean, serve receive is something we do every practice. We're trying to kind of figure out new shots with our hitters, run new plays, and just get everybody kind of more active on the court. But we're also just kind of trying to feed our fire, because obviously all of us want to make it to the big stage again. And so that's kind of what's driving it all.
I probably shouldn't say this. Do you think a loss between now and you've got the conference tournament, and you've got another big event up in, is it at Harper Creek?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think a loss would help right now?
It's hard to say, because our first loss was at the way beginning of the season.
I mean, it's been a long time.
Yeah, at our first tournament. I definitely think a loss would help keep us humble, because I feel like sometimes we need that with how successful we were last year. But I feel like if we lose, the other team's really going to have to work for it.
Yeah. I hate to bring that up even, but sometimes, you know, you just, that pressure builds of, you know, we've won so many in a row, and sometimes a loss sometimes can refocus everybody, but I'm not sure that that's going to happen. I think you guys got a dynamite team, but tell us a little bit about your teammates, because you got a lot of seniors that have been playing and have been through all the wars. But tell us a little bit about especially the senior group.
Okay, so we have six seniors this year. One of them is Maddie Van Black, who is injured with her ACL this year again. And then we have Emma Eldred, who is an outside hitter, And then we have Morgan and Lainey, who are two little DSs. So they're in our back row. And then we have Chloe Bollinger, who is our right side.
Okay. And give us, you got a few others there. I know you don't have a deep team in terms of numbers, but tell us about the rest of the roster.
So then our younger girls, our two middles are Addie and Maddie, who are juniors. And then we have Laura and Violet, who are also juniors on the right side. And then we have Rayleigh, who's also a junior as a DS, and then Riley, our freshman, on the outside.
And Coach Skelton this year, I mean, has she been different this year, knowing that it's going to be a big year? Have you noticed any real changes in her strategy or things that she's doing in practice or games?
Honestly, it almost feels like Coach Morgan and Coach Hoig, who's our assistant coach, they've kind of like switched roles, because I feel like last year Coach Hoig was kind of like the bad cop sometimes, and then Coach Morgan was the good cop, and it obviously pushed us all, but this year I feel like roles have kind of flipped, as Coach Hoig is now slightly more the good cop.
Well, I get accused of being the bad cop in the basketball team, so, well.
Also, you know, you mentioned the chemistry on the team, and you were working on that. What are some of the things that you're doing to increase that chemistry, that cohesiveness?
Well, I feel like our senior group is already super close, so it was kind of just a matter of incorporating the underclassmen and kind of getting them to understand how and why we're so close, and like what it kind of takes to get there and what it means to be a team.
All right, we got to take a break here and hear a message from our sponsor, but we'll be right back. We're talking with Lily Konatke from Tecumseh Volleyball, our IAD Insurance Athlete of the Week.
When it comes to protecting your family, your home, or your business, why settle for impersonal service? Buying insurance locally means you're working with someone who knows you and your community. No working through a push-button phone system or dealing with call centers. This is Tino Rebatero with IA Insurance Agency. As your local auto owner's insurance agent, we have three convenient locations to help you with all your insurance needs. IA Insurance and Auto Owners, we make buying insurance simple.
We'll be really good again.
All right. Back here on Inside the Cave, our Athlete of the Week program brought to you by IAD Insurance, talking with Lily Gnatke from Tecumseh Volleyball. And you had mentioned your coaches. You know, you don't go 43-1 in a season without great coaching. What do you feel that that your coaches really bring to the table when they are coaching your team?
I mean, I honestly love to say that we have some of the best coaches out there, because they're truly so supportive of all of us, and they know what we're capable of, so they're always constantly pushing us to be better. But they also understand that we're still teenagers, and sometimes there's off days, but that doesn't mean that we still can't come into work. So they're always trying new things with us and always trying to encourage us to be better. So I honestly think that that's what has led to all of our success.
Well, that's great. Of course, you're coming down to the end of your season, and you're going to tournament time, and of course, very, very important, because you got to continue to win and get back to that state championship game. And do you know yet who you might be playing in your district's regionals?
So I believe in our district it would be Columbia Central, Michigan Center, Adrian Madison, and then Chelsea. And then in our region, I think one of the regions would be Harper Creek's district.
And who do you think is going to be the toughest competition?
In our district?
Yeah.
Well, I know Columbia Central's really out to get us because we've beat them every time we've played them. But I'm also assuming that Chelsea's also out to get us too, because I feel like we always have a good little rivalry.
Yeah, Chelsea play. In anything is a little bit of a rivalry. Yeah.
Chelsea and Adrian probably in that.
Honestly, Chelsea more than Adrian for us.
Wow. Well, Lily, tell us a little bit about this. Is your senior year. I'm assuming it's going fast.
Oh, yeah.
And plans after volleyball, will you continue to play club and do some things? And what about after you graduate? Do you have plans to go to college?
I do. So I'm not, I haven't decided if I want to play club volleyball yet while I'm in college, but so far I have visited Appalachian State, which is in Boone, North Carolina, mm-hmm. and then mm-hmm. Hope College, which is just in Michigan. But I hope to study psychology and get my PhD in that so I can later become a neuropsychologist.
Good for you. Good for you.
That's wonderful. All right. I think we're about at the end here, and we want to congratulate you, Lily, from Tecumseh High School Volleyball for being our IAD Insurance Athlete of the Week. We do have some parting gifts for you. We have a certificate.
Thank you.
We have a cave sticker and cave towel there. So anything else, Mark?
Well, no, just, you know, I've used this before, but your senior year, you know, I always would tell my son, I was always worried as a senior that he was not going to sprint to the finish line with his academics, with his, he was an athlete, and that kind of thing. But tell us just your approach now that, you know, you're going to, after school, you're going to be done with athletics. Just tell us a little bit about your thinking between the end of your season and the school year. What kind of advice would you give another fellow senior?
So I was just on like a panel board the other day, and so I was talking to a bunch of freshmen, but honestly, just to soak it all in, I feel like I didn't believe people when they told me it went by really fast, and now I'm looking back and I don't really know where all the time went. So definitely just appreciate every moment, appreciate all the people, appreciate everything you've learned, all the mistakes you've made, because looking back now, it's honestly probably some of the best years of my life.
What would you tell a senior that gets done, your example, you get done with your athletic season, and it's like, I'm a senior now, they can't do anything to me. They can't take away my athletics. Just tell us a little bit about what you would tell another person between now and the time they walk across that stage.
Definitely to stay motivated. I mean, the school year is not over yet. There's still so much more to work towards, and I know there's a lot of like myths that colleges don't look at your second semester grades, but I feel like all seniors owe it to themselves to still work that one last semester because they spent their last 4 years doing it.
Great answer.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, Lily, congratulations again on being our IAD Insurance Athlete of the Week. Your hard work and dedication inspire us all. IAD Insurance Agency, insurance made simple. And good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
All right. Lily Kanaki here, our Athlete of the Week from Tecumseh Volleyball.